Hallelujah. So glad to be here. So glad that all of you are here. We're a big family. It's so awesome. I say that all the time. We are just a big family around here. I work with a really good guy. I'm really sad that he's leaving. He came here tonight. Sam and his dad, Todd, and his lovely mother, Alice. I'm so glad they're here. Glad you guys are here. Glad you came out. It was a surprise. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a lot of steam fitters in here and a lot of titters. It's good. It's a good thing. Good trade. So glad that was a God thing that I got in there. And Marvin, anybody need a plumber? There's Marv over there. He can plumb anything. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, "Are you happy?" And then say, "Yes." All right. We're going to talk about Are You Happy tonight, but first I want to take a second to give honor where honor is due, and I would like to thank the Hawks. Sister Audrey's not here tonight, she's sick, but having this ministry handed over to my wife and I has been such a humbling and great thing. I'm so happy. I have a burden for the CIP. I've been to prison twice, I've been to jail, I've done all that stuff, and I know where all you guys are. I know the food you're eating, I know the words you're hearing, I know the situations you're dealing with, and I love you, and I'm here for you, and we're going to get through this thing, and in Jesus' name. If it wouldn't have been for Brother Hawk's vision and pastors that stood behind him to make this happen, it's 14 years now that this program's been going. And some of the greatest soul winners have come out of this program, and we're so thankful for that. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Also for the staff of the CIP, you guys are the ones that make it move and breathe. Without the staff, raise your hand, anybody that's ever been involved in CIP. That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Give yourselves a great big hand. Praise God. This ministry is not going to stop. Jesus told us to go into the prisons and visit the people. Well, what happens when Jesus brings the prisons right here, brings the people right to our front door? It's our obligation to do something about that, and I'm so thankful for all of you. It's so awesome. Such a great privilege. I've learned from the pastor that it's always appropriate to give accolades to your wife when you're behind the pulpit. Can never hurt. So, honey, I would just be a hot mess if it wasn't for my wife. Oh, my word. When she goes out of town, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to go. I usually end up in Kelvin's garage, on somebody's couch, somewhere. I have no idea. Somebody has to feed me. You know, she leaves clothes out for like 2 weeks and labels all my meals Monday through Friday and all of that stuff. So, praise God. I love you, honey. Thankful. I'm thankful for a holy woman of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just came back from out west in Colorado. We had a blast seeing the mountains and riding the horses. And if you're friends with us on Facebook, you've seen some of the food that we ate. Have you ever had bison ribs with blueberry barbecue sauce on them? Oh, it's worth the 16-hour trip just for those. They're in Denver. And also, if you're going to take that trip out west, you're going to have 16 hours of just you and your spouse or whatever. We took the time to listen to the Dave Ramsey CDs and found some financial peace, and that was a real blessing. So if anybody wants to borrow those, we got them for you. No problem, all right? Hallelujah. Anyways, enough about all that stuff. Like I said, I'm here to talk about happiness, and she's got it up there. I like the little smiley face sideways there, too. It's like right in the sunflower there. It's perfect. It's like it has its own little face. Anyways, I believe that God wants us all to be happy. Amen? I believe God wants us all to smile. There's more good than there is bad. I believe that. I believe that people choose to focus on the bad, and that's what makes them angry and upset and all wound up about everything. And that's just silly. All right? You can read in the paper every day about, you know, bad things that happen to people, places, and things. And I'm sick and tired of the bad news. And I don't want to focus on that anymore, you know. Let's get focused on the good news. So tonight, let's get our ears and our hearts and our minds on the one that can bring true happiness and peace. All right? Jesus. All right? Jesus can do that. Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, okay, which I think is the instructions on how to stay saved. The Sermon on the Mount. I think if you can live by the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, after you've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, if you live your life according to Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you will make heaven your home. It's very, 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 very good. It's hard. It's hard scripture. Go home and read it. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. All right? But in the first part of Matthew 5, Jesus starts out by giving us an attitude adjustment. These scriptures are known as the Beatitudes. And the Greek meaning of the word blessed in these Beatitudes here is happy. Happy. All right? I don't think it's strange that God started out the most influential sermon in the world, in the history ever, teaching us how to be happy. That's how he started it out. The Greek there means happy. All right? So God wants us to be happy. So where we see the word blessed here, we can replace it with the word happy because Jesus said it. So verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Have you ever mourned over a lost one, and it just hurt so bad? It just hurts so bad. You know, but God wrapped his big hands around your heart, and he took care of you. I was at a funeral here not too long ago that Brother Thomas preached, and Chad's mom and his sister had been murdered in Madison here, and I just can't even imagine that. But during that time, Brother Thomas, he said, you know, during the time like this, if you know God, I mean, he just kind of numbs you. He'll just numb you, and he'll get you through it, you know. And I just, happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We have the comforter, all right? Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Pride is the cancer to the soul. Your pride, your puffed up pride will kill you. Are you prideful? Oh, look at me. I can do anything. And I'm going to be the first one to admit, I ride with Sam all the time, and I get real prideful sometimes about my big, ridiculous truck. And I have to park that thing for a week and just leave it alone or give the keys to Calvin and say, here, go try and break this thing and just get it out of here. Because I'm serious with you. You guys know that. It whatever it is for you, sometimes you just have to, it can consume you. You get prideful and boastful about these things that you have and all of this stuff. And but I think happy are the meek. Happy are the meek. Happy are the, you know, the unprideful, the meek people, you know, for they shall inherit the earth. That truck can't bring me true happiness or peace in my heart. I need to remain humble, or I will find myself with the wrong attitude. The Bible says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He's going to take care of all that. All right? This one I've been thinking a lot about lately, too, is happy are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Think about that. Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? That can be tough sometimes when we're surrounded by so much garbage. In our, you know, it's all up. And I'm so grateful that we have church 3 times a week. That's so awesome. I need to come in here twice on Sunday and once on Wednesday night, because, you know, the world will just beat you down. And we need to have that. We need that rejuvenation. And we come here in the house of God, surrounding ourselves with positive people, filled with the Holy Ghost, and we hear the rhema word of God through a man preached at the pulpit, and it renews us and gives us strength for the rest of the week. Amen? Hallelujah. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If someone wrongs you or makes a mistake that has an effect on you, you need to keep the Jesus attitude. After all, he forgave me of all my sins. Did he do it for you? All right? Hallelujah. He's forgiven you after you've been baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. He's forgotten all your sins as far as the east is from the west. You don't have time to hold grudge to anybody else. All right? We don't have time for grudges. Them things just keep you in bondage. If you're holding on to something in your heart, even if, you know, you might not even know that it's there. You need to ask God, Lord, cleanse my heart deep of my unknown sins, the things that I don't even know that are in there, that are keeping me, Lord. I want more of you and less of me. I don't want any grudge. I don't want any ill feelings towards anybody anywhere. I want to be a true light. If I got grudge in my heart, there's a basket over it. And you there's a part of it that's being hid. We want to shine bright in this world. Amen? Because happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, how exciting is that? How about this one? Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Happy are the peacemakers. All right? I love this one, and I do think about this one often too. You know, you find ways to make peace. Don't be a peacekeeper, because the police keep the peace. But Christians should make the peace, right? There is a difference. Jesus, after all, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And if his spirit is inside of you, you have the power to make peace. And even if that means sometimes now, and this is, I'm preaching to myself here, admitting that I was wrong and I need to apologize for something, I'm making peace. I'm making peace. So, you know, you don't go around, I don't think, you know, and just finding fights and trying to make peace like that. If you're a part of the problem, you need to not be a part of the problem. You know, and give up all that stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's tough. If you're doing the right thing, people are going to talk about you, no matter what. Because this is what's going to happen. If you're doing the right thing, you're going to stir up a devil in somebody that's doing the wrong thing. All right? It's a spiritual thing. And you can't get mad at that person's flesh. I can't get mad at Scott. I'm not going to get mad at him. I'm going to cast the devil that's bugging him out of him. You know what I mean? And pray for him. You know what I'm saying? Scott don't got a devil. He's got Sierra. Woo! I love you guys. I'm just kidding. Sierra, you're awesome. Best thing that ever happened to Scott next to Jesus. Amen. Where were we? All right. Be happy and pray for them, because you are the only Jesus most people are going to see. Out on the job site, out in the house, wherever you are, outside of your home, you are the only Jesus that people are going to see. If you have compassion, if you have a meek spirit, if you're humble, you're shining forth Jesus. But if you're like a cactus, it's hard to even get close to you or even want to take and talk to you. Hello? You know what I mean? Seriously. Hugging cactuses. Someday, because here's the deal. Here's the deal with that. Someday, That person is going to look to you in times of trouble. And you're going to be that Jesus to them. You're going to give them that advice. You're going to be the one that they look to. Even though they were talking crazy about you, swallow your pride, because guess what? That whole time they were talking crazy about you, you were on your knees in the morning praying for that person so that that time could come when they would come and ask you, and you get to be a light. That's going to bring you happiness. That's true happiness. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you get to witness to them. Praise God. Verse 11. Happy are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. All right? The best part of this is verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. Who wants to go to heaven? Hallelujah. We're heaven bound because we're smiling and we're happy and we're praying for everybody all over the place, because that's what we need to do. Amen. I don't want to talk to cactuses. So we can't be cactuses. We got to be happy. This can change your life, but it's up to us. It's up to us to make the decision whether or not we're going to live by it. You know what I mean? We got to make a choice. These Beatitudes are great. I think, that old saying, I think it's in your office, Brother T, your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude will make you or break you. It will determine whether you succeed or whether you fail. If you pray and you have the right attitude, you can do anything. You can do absolutely anything you put your mind, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All right? And if I have that attitude, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. If I have that attitude, I'm gonna go places no matter what. You're going to go places. You're going to succeed. Amen? Hallelujah. And speaking of decisions, tonight we have 10 people that made a decision. They made a decision to come through the program, the CIP program. They spent $30 on their book. They came here every Sunday for 20 weeks straight, went through the hour-long class, hopefully learned a lot, hopefully took a lot home with them, and hopefully they're able to spread the joy and the good news that they learned through this program. And I'm just super excited about it for this graduating class. With this class, not only do we have inmates that came from the Huber, but we have mixed in there some of our very own members of Calvary Gospel Church, and I'm grateful. And anybody can take this program. If you have a burden for the lost, if you have a burden, for people that are in a hard way, come and take the class. Join the team. We'll take you on, and you can be a part of this. I really encourage it. So, without further ado, I'm going to call off some names here, and we will start, and I'm going to have the first one stand over here, and then we'll just make a line right across, and we'll be able to say some words, say whatever you want to say, good, bad, or otherwise. Robert Anderson. Just have him start right there. Woo! Josh Britton. Woo! Susie Jimenez. Also known as Suze Magoos. Steam Fitter. Scott Graper. Sierra Uselman. Hello. Brooklyn Wells. and her handsome husband, Calvin. Ken Kipley, come on up, brother. Janine Calhoun. Woo! Yeah! Last but not least, Nicole Brown. Come on up here, sweetheart. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scooch in, y'all. She wants to get a picture. Or come on up top. I think this is the biggest graduating class I can remember in a long time. Get back in the order that you guys were in. Yeah. So now I'd like to turn the microphone over to the graduates and let them say a little bit, whatever they want.
I'd like to thank the church for giving me an opportunity, CIP, and we'll continue to work on my programs, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Noah and my cousin for keeping me coming, and my man's Boomp and Boomp. I call him Boomp. I don't want to say that name, so I call him Boomp.
I started driving for CIP a little over a year ago, and you don't really get a connection with the women as you're driving them back and forth, so I decided to join the program so that I could get to know them and get a connection, and I'm really glad that I did, because in the classes I learned so much about them, what they go through. It was really nice to get to know them, watching the women worship and stand up and be involved, and I knew who they were and where they came from. I'm really excited to be standing up here with Janine and Nicole, because they continue to come to the program even after they have been out of jail. So that's amazing. And they've both been baptized. And they inspire me. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen in the next phase.
This program really is an awesome thing. I mean, you see people come in here and everyone has their own struggle, but some people just have it worse than others. And you see people's lives change through stuff like this. And it's a really neat experience to just see people, you know, open up and get to know God and stuff and come into a place like this. I mean, what a cool experience for someone to just be involved with something like that. So I'm really thankful for it and the experience. And I'd like to thank Noah, Renee, and then, of course, the brother and sister Hawk. So, thank you.
This program is awesome. All these people are so precious, and I don't know why I'm going to cry right now, but it just really touches my heart, because each and every one of you are so special in this kingdom of God, and He has such a great plan for you. And I was just in prayer before service, and a scripture came to my mind, and I'm going to read it. It is Isaiah 41:10-13. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who tried to attack you will come to nothing. For I will hold you with my right hand. I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you. Isaiah 41:10-13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is with you, and He is always with you, and no matter what you're going through, I know each and every one of you are going through something hard. being in that class, like Susie said, really opens your eyes to what you guys go through. And it just, you guys are strong and you can do it, and God is on your side and you are victorious. And like Noah said, you can be happy because God has a plan for you and a way out. So, and I would like to thank all the teachers. You guys are all awesome. And this program is wonderful. And yeah, thank you, Jesus.
So I took the program just to start being involved in a mystery in the church. I've been going to church for about 7 years now. In the program, like learning about all the women, like Scott said, everyone has a struggle, and people that are, you know, have been in church their whole life or have been coming for a long time, it's hard to understand what they go through or even know what they go through every day. So in the discussions in the class and stuff, it's really awesome to see what goes on in their life. So all the teachers did a great job. It's a lot of work for Noah and Renee. So keep them in your prayers, and thank God.
So I'm not sure where the conversation actually was held. It was probably riding in a truck. Noah said to me, "Kelvin, what goes on with you in ministry at church?" And I said, "Well, Noah, I take and got myself a nice comfortable pew. And it works pretty good." And he said, "You take and need to get involved in CIP. And I thought, yeah, why not? I've been here. I've been privileged be a part of this church most of my life. And my hat is off to these people that have come through because they're incarcerated. Growing up here, you find your own struggles, you find your own ways to misbehave or whatever it might be, and you just take it for granted the life that you have. It's just amazing how good you have it if you get the chance to grow up here. I started in CIP just to see what it was like, just because Noah thought, hey, it might be something you'd like to be involved in, and it's truly, truly affected my life. Takes away a lot of my reasons for complaining. Gives you a good case of put the big boy boots on and get to work. But it's 20 weeks of getting back to the basics. I was thinking about, Noah was working on his message, and he said, "Hey, what about your speech?" And I said, "Speech? Maybe I should think about that." And I was thinking about it after I was on the phone with him, and the song came to me that we need to get back to the basics of life. And then we were riding home from the wedding the other day, and for you graduates, if you've come from a situation where you're surrounded with people that don't generally help you make the right decisions, I know we talk about it in class, but you need to try and find yourself a brother or sister in the Lord, someone that's, you know, maybe a little stronger than you are for starts, to help you get through this thing. Noah and I are riding in the truck looking up Christian music and just singing at the top of our lungs. And the Holy Ghost breaks out, and we're driving down the road and speaking in tongues and singing music. And it was a moment that, you know, it was a time that I don't think I've ever had with another friend before. And when you get a friend like that, that you can just speak in tongues with, another man that can understand problems that you may be going through as a man or a woman the same way. Those of us that are married, we have each other as spouses, but sometimes you get a different perspective from another man or another woman as far as your help in life. But try and take the opportunity with this large church to find someone that can connect with you that way. Really helps get you through the hard times. So thanks a lot, guys, for everything. Thanks for dragging me in, Noah.
what he said. I want to thank everybody. George O'Neill is a big part of why I'm here. I'm involved with his group on Thursday nights. Richard, Ted, Pete, their wives. Everybody here is really super. I hope I'm nervous. And I hope I'm not leaving people out. Marietta. But this group in here is just super. There's a gentleman named Glenn that's been super to me, too. I was kind of low when I got here. I got myself in a little trouble, and I feel a lot better since I've been around this family of people, and I really enjoy coming here, and I thank all of you. Thank you.
I just want to say, when I went to jail in November, I had signed up for church, but I didn't really know that I wanted to come to church. I was just coming to get out of jail, but once I started coming and getting into it, I liked it. So I got rebaptized. I have met some good people in this church. My birthday namesake here, Renee, same birthday. Noah has been good, Pastor Grant, and my old friend Richard back there. And I just want to say I'm proud of me, and I want to say I'm proud of my sister Nicole. She's struggling, but I got her.
When I first walked in the church, I felt so uncomfortable. So I really want to say thank you, Brother Richard, for making me feel special, and Sister Peggy, and Renee and Nora. Thank you, guys.
Stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the power of God at work. That's the power of God at work. And at this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Grant if he would pray for our graduates, if we could all bind in prayer with him.
Praise God. Lord, our hearts are overwhelmed by all of these words, these testimonies, the emotions, Lord Jesus, that we feel right now. Thank you, Lord, for binding us all together. We're all one big family. Makes no difference, Lord, about our age, color of our skin, our walk in life as far as the echelons of education and the monetary gain of each individual. None of this matters at this time. It's just that these are our brothers, these are our sisters, and we love and appreciate them so much, God. And I'm asking, God, that you keep your hand upon them in a very special way. May we continue to minister to them as they minister to others. Keep them, Lord Jesus, all the way to the end until that great day that they enter into eternal life to be with you, God. Do bless them and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. You too, Pastor Grant. I love you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. Forgot to mention Josh. Josh has been baptized as well. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Powerful testimonies. This is what we're here for. We all have had our own sets of problems and our own shortcomings, and we've learned to overcome through the power
the blood of Jesus Christ in our lives. And so we take that and we help others with it because that's our job. That's what Jesus called us to do. That's what we're in the business of. That's what Christianity is all about. Do unto others. Well, you know, what Jesus did for us, we have to try and do that for others. And that's just very humbling and very exciting. I'm so excited for the graduates and for those that are in the class and taking the class and going to graduate. It's just really exciting to see if you just take this and you keep applying it to your life, where God can take you from a 4x8 cell to, you know, I was in a 4x8 cell thinking to myself, man, this is about as low as it gets. And here I am behind a pulpit at Calvary Gospel Church in front of you all. I never would have thought in a million years that God would have took me there. I was a crazy drunk, on drugs, all of that. Just absolutely bonkers. But here we are. So are you happy? Amen. I'm so thankful for Calvary Gospel Church. Like Calvin said, for those of you that are new or have been here for a little while, you need to find somebody. You need to make a friend. You need to find a buddy. Everybody around here after tonight should be smiling all the time. So it should be real easy to find anybody and talk to them. And they'll take you under their wing. And then pretty soon you'll grow up and you'll find a CIP-er that's in here. And you'll grab him and you'll take him under your wing, the Jesus method. And pretty soon we're going to need to build two more churches out in the backyard here. Amen? That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are just a big family. Back to business here. Going to make this short and sweet, but I, you know, in prayer, I don't know, God talks to me sometimes in really silly places. You know, I'll get out of the shower and then all of a sudden it happens there all the time. God will just hit me with a revelation. And I'm dying off, and I'm just like, oh, wow, this is awesome, you know. But, you know, he could just do that. But I think, you know, the main thing that can keep a person from true happiness is having sin in your life. If you have sin in your life, you're not going to be happy. You can only be happy momentarily with it. It only brings pleasure for a moment. But you have to go to sleep and you have to wake up, and the hardest thing is looking at yourself in the mirror and there you are, and you know who you are and you know what you got going on and stuff, and that can be hard. And so for me, you know, you drink that away or you do whatever your vice is, your pleasure to snuff that out. But you don't need to do that after tonight anymore. You know, I mean, that's just an attack. That's just a lie. You know, you don't have to do that. If you are under attack and you feel like life is just kicking you around, you need to look up and smile and know that God is up to something in your life. If you're down, you feel like you're down on your luck, you're wondering where God is, believe me, at that time, he's more in your life than you could ever imagine. He's up to something. He is definitely up to something. A personal testimony, and Vicki Leonardson, I so appreciate you so much. Her and her husband are the music leaders here at Calvary Gospel Church, and they do such a good job. But she used to suffer from panic attacks and have anxieties in these things. And I have recently gone through some of these things. And you don't understand the power of your testimony until you're going through something that somebody else has gone through and overcome. And then they share what worked for them with you, and you apply that to your life, and it begins to work. It's so awesome. It's so incredible. And I thank you for being transparent. So if you're going through something, it's for a reason. It might not be for you. It might be for somebody else. Because you need to share your victory with somebody else. You understand? Because God's not going to put something on you that you can't go through. Amen? He's going to give you the power to overcome and do it. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the devil's a liar. And the father of all lies. And we don't got no time for him. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to do everything that we can do so that he can do what he does best. He loves us. He fights for us. He cares about every aspect of our lives. After all, in Psalm 60 and 12 says, through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. It's a powerful scripture. through God, we shall do valiantly. Look up that word. It's pretty sweet. Valiantly. That's your homework, yep. We don't have time to worry about tomorrow. It's not promised to us. All we have is today. Okay? Matthew 6, 33 and 34 in the NIV says, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Church, I believe the devil wants to keep us in yesterday, and he wants to keep us worried about tomorrow. But God wants you right now. You're going to be the most effective if your head is where you're at right now. We're in church. We're here to meet with Jesus. And that's the most important thing that's going on right now. If I'm worried about tomorrow, I cannot be effective today. If I'm thinking about what happened yesterday, hey, yesterday's gone. You ain't going to get it back. Leave it there. Take what you've learned from it and apply it to right now in your life. It's so important. God wants us to be happy and full of joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Church, we don't have any time for fear either. Revelation 21 and 8 says, "The fearful and unbelieving have their place in the lake of fire." That's scary. There's no place for fear in a Christian's life. But the answer to this is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. "But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Power. If you have power and love and a sound mind, what are you going to be? Happy. How can you not be happy? Fear is the absence of faith. Hallelujah. God has dealt to us all a measure of faith and wants us to exercise it. We can only do that by getting close to the one who gave us the faith. All right? Praying and reading our Bibles and surrounding ourselves with positive people. That's what we need to do. God wants us to succeed. God wants us to be happy. Who here has ever heard the happy song? Who knows the happy song? It goes, "Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a house without a roof. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy." All right, everybody knows that song. All right, well, let's talk about part of that. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Well, we all know Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If the praise singers would come. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to true happiness. Through Jesus, we can do all things. He will strengthen us. He will keep us. You know, fear and torment, they come in the night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, every single morning, wake up and thank God. You know, and be happy. Make a decision. That's right, sister. Make a decision. Guess what? Today, devil, I'm going to be happy, and you ain't going to do nothing about it. You understand? We're just going to be happy. It's a decision that you have to make. What's that thing? Try and lower your, how do you do that? Try and frown with your eyebrows. What do you talk about? I don't know. Something. Try and smile with your eyebrows down. You look pretty ridiculous. Don't let your eyebrows touch. Don't ever let your eyebrows touch. You should be smiling. If your eyebrows are touching, you ain't in a good mood. You're a cactus. Hallelujah. 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 This week, make it your heart's desire that you're not going to let anything get you down. You're going to be happy. If you have grudges against somebody, you're going to release them tonight because it's just going to keep you from true freedom. You're not going to let anything live rent-free. Don't let anything live rent-free up here. Don't let anything live rent. Don't worry about stuff. Because guess what? Somebody else is going to do all the worrying that they're going to worry for you. There's people out there that all they do is just worry. Worry themselves right to a heart attack. You don't need to do that. You're Christians. You need to be happy. You need to be excited every single morning you wake up. Thank God for life. Like the smiley face in the... Oh, it's gone. In the sunflower. We need to be sunflowers with smiley faces all day long. Hallelujah. If you'll all stand. you have something on your heart tonight that's keeping you from being happy, I invite you to come down to this altar. Jesus is here to meet you. We have people that are here that want to pray for you. If you haven't experienced the new birth, if you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, come on down. We'll be happy to baptize you tonight. In Jesus' name. If you have a court date that's coming up and you want to pray about it, I want to pray with you. I want to believe God, because God knows the plans that He has for you. Plans to prosper. Good plans for everybody, each and every person. Yes, come forward. Has a purpose and a place in this church, in life. Amen. You don't have to leave here the way you came. Hallelujah. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. You may be a dad with distant family, and you want to connect with them. You want to pray about that. Come. Let's pray about it.